2 weeks ago, 13-year-old Andy Lopez was shot and killed in a vacant lot near his home in South Santa Rosa. Nicole Guerra knew Andy closely.
My son is best friends with Andy Lopez. They've grown up with each other since they were very little, kindergarten, first grade. I've had Andy at my house countless times. Andy Lopez, he was like another son to me. And it's like ripping my heart out, taking away one of my children. And that's why I'm making sure that we stand together. We need to make things change.
After yesterday's protest march, Guerra relayed a message from the family to the district attorney.
The family would like a thorough investigation from an outside entity.
There were also calls for Ravitch to charge Deputy Eric Gelhaus in connection with the death or convene a grand jury to investigate the case. But the district attorney made no commitments, Guerra says, other than agreeing to meet with the community and consider citizen-gathered evidence. Earlier in the day, her office released a statement saying that before any charges could be filed, the Santa Rosa Police Department had to first complete its criminal investigation of the Sheriff's Department. She also expressed a commitment to dialogue and transparency.
When I was reading my message from the family, I looked up at her and her eyes did fill with tears. She's still going to be on her side. She's still going to be for the sheriffs. That's how it works. This county is always going to go for each other. No matter Santa Rosa Police Department investigates the sheriffs investigate the Santa Rosa investigates Petaluma. They're all neighboring cities, and that is how it's going to be. Unless we get an outside agency, which the family is wanting, they're asking, get an outside agency or entity to come in and take another look at this.
The activists presented one other request, a park in Andy's memory in the lot where he was killed.
Her response to the quest for a park was that she understands there's a need for a park, but that that is an issue for the supervisor.
Jonathan Melrod is one of the protest organizers who spoke with the district attorney. He was also present earlier in the day at a hearing in the County Board of Supervisors chambers.
And when I was at this meeting this morning of the supervisors, there was quite a bit of sentiment that came from the community that there needs to be a park. And we are now going to go out and petition throughout the entire neighborhood, every door, to demand that a park be built there. And then we will take those petitions as a group to the supervisors.
It was the first time the supervisors opened the floor to public discussion of the shooting since its occurrence on October 22nd. Since that time, there have been almost daily marches, protests, and vigils. After the initial outpourings of grief, gatherings are becoming smaller and more focused in their demands. Guerra says everyone still needs to get involved.
That we need to just stand together, this community, Rohnert Park, Cotati, Petaluma, come out, join us, stand for a difference. This could have been your son, your daughter. Come make a difference with us.
I'm Danielle Venton for KRCB's North Bay Report.